WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The 70th time a local man has been booked in the Brazos County Jail in 30 years was the result of running a Bryan policeman off the road.
According to the arrest report, the officer said he had to drive into the ditch on Waco Street to avoid being struck by a pickup driven by 52-year-old Kenneth Wayne Williams of College Station. Williams was arrested for driving with a suspended license, which was scheduled to be lifted in 3 months. He was also ticketed for having an open container of beer and driving a vehicle with an expired registration. According to the arrest report, Williams has 19 suspensions on his driver's license and has been convicted of 15 driving-related offenses. A Bryan man was booked in the county jail for the 23rd time since 2001 after running a red light Friday morning at 29th and Briarcrest. 32-year-old Elijah Adams is out of jail after posting bond following his arrest by Bryan police for driving without a valid license with prior convictions and possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana. According to the arrest report, Adams has 52 suspensions on his driver's license and has 12 convictions for driving-related offenses. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Two people were taken to the hospital with major injuries following a domestic disturbance in Bryan Sunday morning during the 2 o'clock hour. Police arrested 48-year-old Fernando Hinojosa of Bryan on 2 counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. BPD reported one of the two victims, who is an unidentified family member, was either shoved or fell out of a vehicle. Then the vehicle backed up and possibly ran over their leg. The second victim, according to police, was trying to help the first victim when they were struck on the head with a beer bottle. The bystander was admitted to the hospital. College Station police report it took 2 shots from a taser to bring an intoxicated man under control from a fight with officers after the bars closed in Northgate early Sunday morning. A California man, 33-year-old Navy AFE, is accused of beating an officer who was treated at the scene by fire department EMTs for multiple injuries in the parking lot of the Gigham Food Mart on University. The single largest monetary commitment in the history of the Mays Business School at Texas A&M is coming from the founding family. The A&M Foundation has announced a 10-year, $25 million contribution from the foundation established by Lowry and Peggy Mays of San Antonio. Dean Eli Jones says the gift is a reflection of the Mays family's support of the business school's new strategic plan, which has a vision to advance the world's prosperity.
Lowry Mays is also working with the Koch Foundation, and part of this gift is to support innovation. So we are working on an initiative to help with innovative research.
The gift brings the overall lifetime giving by the Mays family to $47 million. That includes the $15 million given in 1996 that resulted in renaming the business school where Lowry Mays graduated in 1957. MSC Opus is wrapping up their season this week with 2 performances of Once, the musical. Executive Director Anne Black on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the Irish love story will have you singing all the way home.
Just carries you away. Talk about going home, singing a song.
Okay, good.
You will do that.
Performances are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 in Rudder Auditorium. Tickets are available online at mscopus.org. Black says next season's lineup will be announced to season ticket holders on April 27th and to the public on May 30th. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us, be part of the show at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
For decades, Intercon has been helping residents around the Brazos Valley have the most energy-efficient homes or businesses that they can have, with windows that they take a whole lot of things into account when they find a window, design a window, and then install that window in your home. Intercon searches the market until they find good value windows that will do what you want, and that is make sure that the outside air stays out there and doesn't come into your home, because if you have to heat air because it's cold and coming in, or your cold air is leaking out, then that's not a good thing, and your house is not as energy efficient as it can be, and it costs you money. Likewise, the summertime gets here, having the sun pound down inside your house, especially on the western side in the afternoon or maybe in an outbuilding, well, that can cost you money too. So Intercon has solar screens that they can help you with. But no matter what, when you're dealing with Intercon, with all their products, they'll come out, they'll give you an estimate, and then they'll leave you alone. There's never any high pressure when you're dealing with Intercon. They're a local company with tons of satisfied customers over the decades. So give them a call, 823-3639. You can get the ball rolling.
Wegward Inc. in Calvert is a tractor supply company that offers the small-town attention you miss with larger dealers. At Wegward Inc., you always get upfront, no-hassle pricing on Massey Ferguson and Coyote tractors. Spring is here, and it's time to take care of those weeds. Right now, special pricing on 300 and 500-gallon spray rigs and shredders, and extra discounts this month on the 12-foot Batwing Shredder by Bushwhacker. Go to Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert, visit wegwardinc.com, or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Hey, good morning. It's 7-Eleven, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will move through this morning. Some may produce some locally heavy downpours. Temperatures today around 75 degrees. It'll be partly to mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 60 to 65. Tomorrow, partial sunshine. We could see a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, warmer 80 to 85. Clouds tomorrow night, 60 to 65, turning partly sunny with a chance for a shower Thursday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team takes the field tonight for a midweek matchup with Abilene Christian. Meanwhile, former A&M quarterback Kyler Murray is making a case to be the starter over at Oklahoma. And it wasn't a good night for Texas teams in professional sports. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's this date in 1981 that President Reagan returned to the White House after the assassination attempt. The guy's got a book out telling a pretty interesting story about when that happened. The things that they do in the PPD, that's the Presidential Protection Division, that's just part of the Secret Service. That's a small number. The rest of them are the ones who watch guys run across the White House lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Yeah.
All right, anyhow, so what they said is that no matter what, when they travel, the president is never more than 10 minutes away from a trauma center. They have an agent who is posted at the hospital who knows the operating room staff. Additionally, the travel group will have bags of the president's blood in the motorcade in the event that a transfusion is needed.
Ooh. Wow.
Focus of the emergency medicine training helped save Ronald Reagan's life in that 1981 assassination attempt. After being shot, Reagan thought he had suffered a minor rib injury, and the plan was to take him to the White House, which is considered the safest place in the Capitol. But in the president's limo, the agent, named Jerry Parr, noticed frothy red coming from the president's mouth. That was a sign that he was bleeding from his lungs.
Mm, internally, yeah.
Yep. So the decision was quickly made to reroute him to the hospital, where doctors discovered that he had, in fact, been shot in the lung. President endured several hours of surgery, post-op complications, before making a complete recovery and returning to the White House on this date.
Crazy.
So that's it. Just stuff that you find out after the fact. So we had the Bush Easter egg celebration thingy deal,
mm-hmm,
you know,
that happened on
Saturday with jillions of kiddos out there, and our fire department and first responders helped, mm-hmm, you know, sponsor that event. Well, a Pennsylvania volunteer fire company canceled their annual Easter egg hunt because of out-of-control parents.
Uh-oh.
The Norco Fire Company in North Coventry Township, that sounds more like England than Pennsylvania, but
yeah,
said that they had a recurring problem with parents being unruly during the event. Included several parents reportedly storming the field last year, causing a dangerous environment for the kids. Deputy
wow.
Chief Chuck Hipple said some parents, quote, just can't seem to let the kids have fun.
Nothing ruins a family activity with kids like the parents.
Oh, absolutely.
Man, just give it a break. Big news for college students who want to attend school but don't have the money. New York becoming the first state to offer to cover college tuition for working and middle-class families who make less than, what? $100K a year?
Whoa.
Man, that's going to be a lot of folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under the terms of the state's...
Good luck, New York.
I know. Under the terms of the state's Excelsior Scholarship Program, all you have to do is prove that you're a resident of the state and show your income. Governor Cuomo says this is the nation's first accessible college program. Today, college is what high school was.
How'd that work out for high school, though?
Should always be an option if you can't afford it. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Free coverage of two-year colleges already exists in Tennessee, Oregon, and Minnesota. No, you know, college is not a birthright.
No, it's
just
not.
Just because you're born in U.S. America.
Well, and then what are the restrictions? Not restrictions, but I guess the... what do you have to? What kind of requirements do you have to meet once you get into school?
Yeah,
you know, do you need to make A's and B's? Do mm-hmm. you, if you make a D, do you get dropped from the program?
Chelsea, you're demanding accountability.
How long can you stay in school? Is it only covered for 4 years, or what about those, you know, senior laps?
See how things have changed since back in the day when you were in college?
The problem with free college is that it's higher education. That's the whole point, is that, you know, the argument, of course, would be, well, don't you want your populace to be educated? Well, yes, of course I want the populace to be educated. That's why education is free up until you go to college. That's where you learn all the stuff you really need to know in life. College is where you go to get the focused things you need to know to go into a job field or something like that, and you got to pay for that if you want to go get the good jobs, well, things like that.
If you're going to have any kind of value on it, you have to have a commitment involved here.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly. And then you know, I'm assuming it's state schools.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not,
sure, yeah,
you
right.
know, you can't go to
yeah.
Syracuse
no, no,
for
can't
free.
Do that. No, no,
yeah.
can't
and of
do
course,
that.
Economics would dictate that, you know, the more you make things free, the less the more the quality will drop.
Yeah. Anyhow, all right.
Wow.
We'll see how all that works out. Well, and where are you going to get the money? Now, Bernie Sanders' idea is that you tax all those people who have made lots of money in Wall Street, okay? So you're going to go there.
Of course.
You're going to get your taxes there. And so that'll take care of it, and it'll be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the people who teach in those schools are still going to expect to be paid. They don't care anything about whether the tuition is paid by the state or somebody else.
I don't care who's sitting in my class. I'm getting paid.
Hey there.
Good morning. You are correct in that college is not a birthright. Not everyone wants or needs to go to college. We need all sorts of people that work in all sorts of jobs and skilled trades are so declining so rapidly, people have to do those things. And if they want to, that's great. Why do they think that they must go to college?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Well, again, think about at your house. Maybe you need some work done at your house, all right? Maybe it's, for instance, if you need somebody to come do some masonry work. I'm going to bet that they can do a great job and they don't have a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It is. That's a typical type trade. Of course, there are tons of people who cut and nail and hook up wires and do plumbing and all that sort of stuff.
Well, also, who are you going to call whenever that happens to you? Are you going to call the guy who's got actual trade skill training in masonry, or are you going to call the philosophy major?
Yeah, call the
next door.
Stayed at the Holiday Inn Express last night.
Right.
So, anyway. It's a real unfortunate situation, and again, other states are doing it, but New York has a lot of folks, and and Chelsea, to your first point, okay, now you're in,
right?
You have to prove that you deserve to continue to get this education.
Because I don't,
you're paying for.
Yeah, because it's a little bit easier to swallow when you're thinking, okay, they have to make these kind of grades, they have to make so many hours, they have to graduate on this timeline. And then they, you know, have to go on and be a productive citizen.
Yeah.
But how are you going to regulate that?
Hello.
Yeah, and look what lower education's turning out that's free. Baby mamas and baby daddies. Is that what we want in college also?
That's the other thing, is that this doesn't necessarily, well, it certainly has nothing to do with the people ability to succeed in college just because it's free.
Right.
And so then you're taking up space for people who may not have the ability for any number of circumstances. Okay, right. Okay, yes, it could be the teachers, but it also could be the students who aren't interested. Hello.
Hey. To Chelsea's question, many of the European systems, when they have free higher education, you have to make certain grades, and then you are placed into those. So it's a requirement-based or a performance-based kind of deal.
Sure. Okay, good. Thank you. Well, and again, around the world, in the Asian countries, those kids have to test to be able to get into college, and it is rigorous. And in India, they have to test, and it's rigorous. And you know what? Some kids just don't make it.
Right. Yeah.
And then they can move
and
on to higher
education.
And
that's okay.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, it has nothing to do with you know, the quality of the kid. It just means that that's
sometimes,
not what's for them. They go do other things.
Right. And sometimes not getting something or not having an opportunity pushes you into a different direction that can be just as successful as college would be.
Like
Hello.
Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, for them, it's an incentivized program. They are allowed to get a larger sugary drink when they graduate.
You're exactly right. Oh, now I know what the true value was. So, anyway.
This is by design. It's been going on for years.
And they've been, look, and they've been talking about this in the New York legislature for a long time. It's not like this just popped up, but it's amazing the things that are a birthright.
Well, and someone texted in and said, I had to join the Marine Corps in order to go to college.
Yeah.
a lot of people presenting these arguments.
Talk about sacrifice.
No kidding.
A lot of people presenting these educational arguments also have a problem with the way that public schools with the results that public schools produce. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think is going to happen in the college level? It's going to be the same thing if it's run by the state.
Well, and more, I'm sure you can talk to any number of people in higher education who are really, really disturbed about the number of people who have to come in and take remedial classes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens. Happens every place.
Well, and then going back to that salary cap, $100,000?
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
That, like you said, there's a lot of people
who will fall
under
into that.
Who yep. will fall into that. Yep. And you're going to have kids who, yeah, I don't know.
It's, all right. So
interesting.
Anyway,
this we'll is, watch and see from
yeah,
afar.
No kidding and say, look, we shouldn't be doing that. All right, well, let's change the subject then. Jenna Hager-Bush. Spilling the family secrets on national television.
Oh, Jenna.
The former first daughter revealed on the Today Show that her grandmother, that's former First Lady Barbara Bush, has only 8 toes.
Where are the other two?
I would not be happy if I were Barbara.
Yeah, but because she lost 2 of them due to age, is what Jenna says.
Oh.
Said, now her feet look downright darling.
Oh.
All right. Jenna was discussing rules of etiquette about removing shoes in somebody's house.
Here's some etiquette, Jenna. Don't tell your grandmother's secrets
right.
on national television.
Kathy Lee Gifford was shocked by the revelation and said, can't wait to go to a picnic at Kennebunkport and check that out.
Oh, man. Speaking Which of, toes are they, though?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, you know.
Because the if they're the pinky toes, you might not notice.
Yeah, that's true.
But if it's like the middle toe
yeah.
or a big toe.
I didn't know that losing toes was a symptom of old age.
I didn't either.
A little
but,
worried now.
That's what she's saying. So while we're speaking of feet and how normally, you know, a person could have a corn on their foot.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to be putting their feet in corn. Reebok is starting to make sneakers. Out of corn.
Okay.
New York Post says that the sole of the sneaker will be made with petroleum-free, non-toxic, industrial-grown corn, while the body of the shoe will be made with 100% organic cotton. The line is part of the company's Corn Plus Cotton initiative. Both the cotton and the corn in Reebok's new kicks are compostable so that once they're worn out, I guess you can throw them away and they'll break down.
Oh. I mean, aren't there like hungry people in America?
Yeah, who should, who, yeah.
And we're making,
the corn,
yeah, we're yeah. using
and
corn
we're
for shoes.
Walking on their food, yeah.
That they're probably going to charge like $150 for.
Well, what they're saying actually is that this is not the corn that you would be eating at the table.
Mm.
It's field corn. It is a field corn. This is the kind of stuff that critters
okay.
eat, okay?
Okay.
So anyhow.
Oh, PETA's going to be all over
yes,
that.
Yes, they yep. will. You'll be starving cattle because
yep.
of this. Currently, most shoes are made with those nasty oil-based plastics.
Mm.
They're harmful, of course, to the environment, and they sit in landfills for centuries.
So either
okay.
starve the cows
yeah.
or you have full landfills.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, and I love the part about how they can sit in landfills for centuries. We haven't had landfills for centuries. I'm just saying.
I hate
to plug that fact
and
in.
And, like, how long do they take to wear down, and then how long does it take for them to, you know,
yep,
compost?
Go away. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how'd you like the rain last night?
I didn't get any rain last night.
We got a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, just wondering, what are they going to do when all those cows start showing up at school because they smell the corn and those kids shoot?
Good point. Where's my snack?
Yeah, I smelled corn as I was walking by the schoolyard.
You bring up an interesting point with the whole, we haven't had landfills for centuries. We haven't had sneakers for centuries
That's
either.
Also true.
How do they know this?
According to a 2013 study out of MIT, so it must be right, the process to make one pair of running sneakers emits 30 pounds of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. I think they're wrong. I think it's 400 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're just going to have an arbitrary number, let's make it a big arbitrary 11 number.
11 billion pounds.
Hello? Well, okay. Hello?
Good morning.
Hey.
On these corn shoes.
Yes.
You're out walking in the rain, and you know how you set them on the front porch to dry out? Yeah. Are these suckers going to sprout?
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
Good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, here's the weather. It's sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. This first batch of rain is going to miss the Brazos Valley, or at least Brazos County. It looks like it's going to drift off to the northeast. But they're telling us that, as far as the forecast is concerned, that we could have showers after 2 o'clock this afternoon. And new rainfall amounts could be somewhere between a half to three-quarters of an inch. There's a 70% chance of that happening. 30% chance of rain tonight. By the way, we'll be at 77 today since we'll be cloudy most of the day. Tomorrow, we start another string of 80s, it looks like, that'll go through the weekend. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 7, 78% relative humidity, overcast skies, so we've got 68.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Mike Cox is a climate change advisor in the EPA Seattle office. He's not happy. He sent the director of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, a very mean letter, very alarmed about the new direction of the EPA. Cox complained that Trump administration policies are contrary to what a majority of the American people want. The American people, he said, want safe air, clean water, safe land. Cox bravely said all this on his way out the door. He's retiring from the EPA. To folks, do you really believe that Trump or us want dirty water and dirty air and bad land? Is that really what they're implying here? Do they realize how stupid and dumb making that claim really is? Let me tell you what this guy's really upset about. He's upset that Trump is shutting down all of this having to do with a global warming hoax, which is what a majority of the American people really want. They want to stop being blamed for something they're not doing, destroying the planet. Another reason this little guy's ticked off is the Trump team is erasing many of the job-killing regulations put in place by unelected, unaccountable bureaucrats like this guy Mike Cox and his buddies. The truth is, Cox is freaked out because he's watching his life's work at the EPA unraveling. The majority of the American people are literally thrilled to death that is happening, said with a smile.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now and get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush. That's LifeLock.com/rush or call 1-800-440-4833 and use the promo code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byanski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31 at 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The namesake of the Mays Business School at Texas A&M has more than doubled its investment in the university. The A&M Foundation has received a $25 million commitment over the next 10 years from the foundation established by Lowry and Peggy Mays of San Antonio. Dean Eli Jones says the gift speaks to the business school's new strategic plan, in part giving students global experiences to prepare them to work for multinational companies.
And when the recruiters come here, they want students who have had that kind of exposure. So this is all out of the classroom experience where we take our students abroad. They have a better appreciation for working in a multinational company, in fact, leading a multinational company at some point. And so the Mays family really got behind this new vision, and we're really excited that they are.
The contribution is also added to the foundation's Lead by Example campaign, bringing the total to more than $2.5 billion towards their goal of $4 billion. Lowry Mays graduated from the business school in 1957 and later served two terms on the A&M System's Board of Regents. As Texas A&M continues its Step In and Stand Up Against Sexual Violence campaign, university police receive a report of an attempted sexual assault in a dormitory room. The victim, who lives at Gaynor Hall, reported being awakened by a man who broke into her room and was sitting on her roommate's bed. The woman grabbed a knife as the man approached her. After she poked the knife at the man, he left the room. The suspect's description and UPD's list to protect yourself are online at WTAW.com. At the University of Texas, the statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis has reappeared a year and a half after it left the South Mall following protests and vandalism.
History matters. History is important.
University President Greg Fenves decided to move the statue shortly after the racially motivated mass killing in a South Carolina church. The statue of Jefferson Davis spent over 80 years in the South Mall before being moved in August 2015.
As a public institution, the University of Texas has the responsibility to carefully examine the political and cultural messages its architecture and monuments communicate.
That's Dr. Don Carlton, the director of the Dolph Briscoe Center for American History, where the statue now resides. The center was renovated and officially reopens today. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Saturday morning did not start well for vehicle owners in the southwest corner of downtown Bryan. Police received reports from seven victims of tire slashings on South Sims between Beck and Bryan Streets. A total of 11 tires on nine vehicles were cut. Total damage is estimated at more than $1,300. College Station police responding to a report of suspicious activity at an apartment complex at 2 in the morning on Saturday found several vehicles with their trunks opened. A resident at Lake Ridge Townhomes on Jones Butler reported seeing two white men dressed in all black. PD caught one of the suspects, 19-year-old Brandon Scanlon, who told officers, according to the arrest report, he broke into four or five vehicles. One of two women accused of stealing from their employer last December has been arrested. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, 26-year-old Heather Thompson is accused of taking almost $2,100 from the retail store Calendar Holdings through fraudulent returns, cash deposits, and thefts from the cash register. Thompson was also arrested on three warrants for debit or credit card abuse that, according to CSPD, are not related to the employee theft. A Bryan man with 52 suspensions on his driver's license returned to the Brazos County Jail for a brief time, marking his 23rd visit in 16 years.
32-year-old Elijah Adams is out on bond following his arrest by Bryan police Friday morning for driving with an invalid license with prior convictions and possessing a personal use quantity of marijuana. According to the arrest report, a patrolman stopped Adams after running a red light at 29th and Briarcrest. In addition to the suspensions, Adams has 15 convictions for driving-related offenses. A College Station man whose 19th suspension on his driver's license since 2007 was scheduled to be lifted in July was arrested after being behind the wheel Sunday at 1 in the morning. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, a pickup driven by 52-year-old Kenneth Wayne Williams swerved into the path of an oncoming patrol vehicle. Officers said he had to drive off Waco Street and into the ditch to avoid being struck. According to online jail records, this is the 70th time Williams has been booked in the county jail since 2001. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
This week marks the end of the 2016-17 MSC Opus season. Executive Director Ann Black on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says you have two chances to see Once the musical.
And the musicianship is just incredible. Mm. The actors are also the musicians, mm-hmm. So all this fabulous, wonderful Irish music is happening just right in front of you, as opposed to the band is in the pit or hidden somewhere backstage.
Black says the love story set in Dublin has won several awards, including Best Musical. Performances are tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 in Rudder Auditorium. Then on May 30th, MSC Opus will announce next season's lineup. Season ticket holders will be notified a month before. More information and tickets are online at mscopus.org. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 68 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news anytime at WTAW.com and more news at 8 o'clock. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Never pay more. Just get way more at Tom White Chevrolet. Bubba Dixon here, and now you can save 16% on our best-selling Chevy Silverado. 100% truck for 16% less. Get more without paying more at Tom Light Chevrolet. North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on factory incentives and discounts totaling 16% off MSRP with approved credit, tax title fees extra, expires 5/1/17, stock number 60215.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fund Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefundpools.com.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors.
at UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:40. The Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Got a little bit of weather here for you.
Showers and thunderstorms will move through the area this morning. A few may produce gusty winds and locally heavy downpours. Temperatures very close to 75 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny. Some showers and thunderstorms possible, 80 to 85. Partly to mostly cloudy, 60 to 65 tomorrow night. Thursday, some sunshine. The chance of a shower. Highs Thursday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team hosts Abilene Christian tonight as they prepare to face Alabama this weekend. Meanwhile, former Texas Tech football coach Spike Dykes has passed away at the age of 79. And in the NBA, Tony Romo will be suiting up for the Mavs tonight. Yeah, you heard that right. I'll give you all the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, they're not getting the playoffs, so yeah. Why not? So the showers are north of Bryan College Station, and they're really tracking off to the northeast a little bit, so we're probably not going to get any out of this, but they're telling us after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Could be some severe and some heavy rain, amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch, so we'll see what happens.
All right.
Okay, so United Airlines had bumped a guy off an airplane.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
Okay. United got some bad press a few weeks ago when they let some girls wearing leggings board a plane because that was a violation of the dress code. And
They didn't let them board. Right.
Okay. This is different.
A little.
United flight from Chicago to Louisville was overbooked on Sunday night. And United said that they needed four people to give up their seats so that four of their employees could get to Louisville. They offered $800, a hotel, and a flight on Monday afternoon. But nobody took them up on that. So apparently, we didn't know. Their policy in that case is to pick people randomly and force them to give up seats that they pay for.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
That's not okay at all.
Some of the people who were randomly picked wound up leaving the plane, but one 69-year-old guy would not leave. He said he was a doctor, and he had patients that he needed to be back to see.
Yeah, the next morning.
And, of course, people recorded it. There are two marshals, maybe three, that are going to pull him out of his seat. Yeah, that's him. And you see him drug out of the airplane. I mean, you know, his shirt's up. They've got him. They are literally dragging him out of the airplane.
Well, and then doesn't
screaming.
He hit his head?
Yeah, he hit his head on an armrest, and so he was bleeding. The United CEO offered a non-apology yesterday. Quote, "This is an upsetting event. I apologize for having to re-accommodate these customers. We are reaching out to this passenger to talk to him directly."
Yeah, because he's going to sue your butt off.
Yeah. Then in an email to employees, he doubled down and blamed the passenger for refusing to get off the plane.
No, that's ridiculous.
He called the guy disruptive and belligerent.
Well,
You're dragging him off a plane.
That he paid his ticket for.
Paid for.
I mean, there are so many other ways that they could have handled it.
And he's not drunk. He's not causing a disturbance where he needed to be removed from the plane. It was just because you didn't handle the way your employees were getting from point A to point B, and you were having to try to get that done at the expense of your customers.
So if $800 doesn't work, how about $2,000? You know, what's the number need to be?
Exactly. If it's that important for them to get to St. Louis, wherever, then how much money is that going to be worth to you?
And I don't know what it costs.
Four tickets worth?
I don't know what it costs to charter an airplane.
Right.
But if that's what you have to do, you're only going Chicago to Louisville. Let's say it costs you $10,000 to do that. Well, you know what?
How about you just call some people who are already in Louisville? Yeah. Hey, can you pick up another shift tomorrow?
Right. Hello?
So you think that's in the fine print of that ticket?
Yeah, well, I guess so. I mean
it's got to be, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
one of those terms and agreement papers you check your box on whenever you get your, you know, you sign online.
There's just so much bad publicity that's going to come out of this. Mm. And, you know, what do they do? Do they give him a gold card status for life?
Right.
Of course, one person said the smart thing would be for another airline to give him that.
Yeah.
I mean, there are all sorts of ways that this is just a critical fail.
Someone texted in and said the pilot has control like a ship's captain.
Right.
The passenger was obliged to leave legally.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know, though. That's
I mean, that may well be the situation.
And maybe legally, right. But publicity, this is like nothing good can come from this for United.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And every company should remember that all those other people have cameras with them. They have video recording devices.
And, right. And you can see whenever they're dragging him off the plane, you just see like down the aisle, everybody on their aisle just has their phone out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Filming the whole thing.
So that's fine. All right, so now Delta Airlines had to cancel around 3,000 flights last week because of storms. Remember, we had the story how they gave food out, which was,
good
thing to do. A woman named Laura Begley Bloom and her family supposed to travel from New York to Florida on Delta for a vacation on Friday. Their flight actually wasn't canceled, so Delta was offering up to a ton of money for people to give up their seats. Laura and her family negotiated $1,350 each to get bumped to Saturday.
Nice.
And then there were three of them, and that was a total of $4,050. When they went back to the airport on Saturday, that flight was also okay. They each took another bump of $1,315 to get bumped to Sunday. The bottom line is the family made $11,000 over the weekend just to stay in New York.
Wow.
Working the system.
Oh, yeah.
That's what, and again, there was an airline who was willing to pay that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone else texted in and said the United passenger was a typical doctor with a God complex. He was too valuable to give up his seat. Still, they extracted him too forcefully.
Wow. Two very interesting texts.
Yes.
Two very interesting texts from different direction. All right. There you are, 7:47.
Going to Athena Learning Center was absolutely the right choice.
I feel like Athena has made my child a more confident learner by giving him the skills that he needed.
I think Athena can allow a wide enough range of courses.
I feel very proud when one of my students comes to me with a report card and they're proud of it and their grades have improved.
Now he's bringing home high B's and A's.
Out of the centers I've seen, Athena tops them all.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Money, in-laws, sex, who should do the laundry? The list of issues a couple can disagree about is endless. Both of you see the world through different eyes, so it's inevitable that you'll disagree on some things. But remember this, what you argue about is far less important than how you argue. Some couples fight with one goal in mind, winning the argument at all costs. Instead of listening to one another or trying to understand each other's point of view, they go on the offensive and fight to get their own way. That's when things can get ugly, with name-calling, criticism, or even verbal or physical threats. Those are all destructive behaviors that will scar your marriage long after your disagreement has been resolved or abandoned. You're attacking your spouse, not the problem. A better idea is to pursue a solution that works for both of you as equally as possible. You can work through almost anything if your ultimate goal is the health and well-being of your relationship. The more complicated the issue, the more important healthy choices become. You can be defensive, or you can be open to your spouse's feelings. You can be self-righteous, or you can be humble. You can be stubborn, or you can be understanding. Winning an argument is a hollow victory if you're wrecking your marriage in the process. You should attack the problem and not each other. Make a strong relationship your goal. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team hosts the Abilene Christian Wildcats tonight for a Tuesday night game on Olsen Field. The Aggs have won 7 of their last 9 games and look to keep the momentum going before their 3-game series with Alabama, which begins Thursday. First pitch for tonight's game is slated for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, also for Aggie baseball, catcher Hunter Coleman was named SEC Freshman of the Week. The league made the announcement yesterday following the Aggies' week in which the Maroon and White finished 3-1, including winning 2 of 3 against number 11 Auburn. Coleman is the third Aggie to earn SEC Freshman of the Week in 2017, joining Braden Shoemake and Logan Foster. In college football, following Oklahoma's red and white spring football game, quarterback Kyler Murray appears to be the top choice for the position. Murray transferred to Oklahoma from A&M last year. In Waco, all Big 12 forward Jonathan Motley is entering his name into the NBA draft without hiring an agent, a move that allows the Baylor standout to retain his remaining season of college eligibility. Motley will have until May 24th to decide whether to remain in the draft or return to Baylor for his senior season. In Macon, Georgia, the number 21 A&M women's golf team is in second place after the first two rounds of the Brickyard Collegiate hosted by Mercer. The Aggies trail number 9 Furman by 3 strokes heading into today's final round. In Major League Baseball, the Astros played the late game last night in Seattle. TSN's Nick Nepik has more.
James Paxton tossed 7 innings, allowed no runs, only 4 hits, and had 8 strikeouts for the Mariners. And Houston dropped game 1 of their series on Root Sports.
Reddick rips one into the ship. Cano puts it away. And for the 4th time in 5 years, the Mariners win their home opener. Seattle 6. Houston nothing.
Only 6 total hits for the Astros lineup, 3 of which came from Carlos Correa, and Houston couldn't convert a bases-loaded one-out chance in the 8th. How does the manager A.J. Hinch assess the bats that have struggled a bit early on this season?
You know, all in all, we haven't warmed up to the point of piecing a lot of hits together. We look up there, and there's some guys that have some hits. We're not swinging the bats all that poorly, but we're not getting the big hit now that we're going to get here pretty soon and bust out.
Today, it's Joe Musgrove on the mound for Houston, making his 2nd start of the season, and he'll see the Mariners for the 2nd time this week. Seattle sends Ariel Miranda to the mound in a rematch of last Thursday's game that the Mariners won 4-2. First pitch just after 9 o'clock. Nick Nepik. TSN Sports.
Meanwhile, the Rangers face the Angels tonight on the road. First pitch is scheduled for 9 p.m. with pregame at 8:30, and you can hear that game over on The Zone as well. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, Pete Rose will be inducted, but it's going to be into the Philadelphia Phillies Wall of Fame in an on-field ceremony on August 12th, prior to the club's game against the New York Mets. Rose, the all-time hits leader who was banned from baseball in 1989, was selected through fan voting. In the NBA, the Los Angeles Clippers routed the Houston Rockets 125-96 last night to remain tied with Utah in the race for the number 4 playoff seed. Meanwhile, in Portland, the Trailblazers beat the San Antonio Spurs 99-98 last night, despite resting starters Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. In Dallas, Tony Romo will be suiting up in a number 9 Mavericks jersey tonight, but he won't be hitting the hardwood as the organization looks to pay tribute to the former Cowboy. Mavericks coach Rick Carlisle said Romo will, however, go through everything else a player goes through today, including the morning shoot-around on the scout team, team meetings, early pregame shooting drills, and the layup line before the tip-off against the Denver Nuggets. Since Romo will not sign a contract, he will not be eligible to play in the game. And former Texas Tech head football coach Spike Dykes has passed away at the age of 79. Dykes coached the Red Raiders from 1986 to 1999, leading them to 82 wins and 7 bowl appearances. And that's Look at Your Sports Update, brought to you by WC Tracker, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This Easter Sunday, come take flight with First Baptist Bryan at Operation Easter. Operation Easter is a helicopter egg drop featuring 35,000 eggs, all filled with delicious goodies. All children 6th grade and younger invited to join in the fun and collecting some eggs. Our traditional service will begin at 8:45 a.m. Easter eggs will fly at 10:30, followed by our contemporary service and our brand new Spanish-speaking service at 11:15. We at First Baptist Bryan would love for you to join us this Easter Sunday for Operation Easter.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over 2 decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
And the deadline is coming up this Friday, so go to the website and enter. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, new slogans?
New slogans. There is a hashtag trending on Twitter right now. Yeah. New United Airlines mottos.
Okay.
Some of my favorite that I've seen. Coffee, tea, or pepper spray. We have another one. Let's see. United Airlines instead of United. New seat allocation system. Musical chairs.
Like that.
Rule number one, you do not talk about flying the friendly skies. Up, up, out of your seat, and away.
Oh, good, good, good,
Fly or die.
Nice.
Right. Yeah. And then United, it's all about our pass injuries.
Oh, my.
So there's a lot out there on Twitter if you're a social media person, but pretty funny.
Someone texted in with Southwest's new slogan.
Yep.
We beat our competitors, not you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so competitors are already cashing in on this for sure.
The little more background on our New York scholarship story. Okay, they're saying that under the program, students and families making up to $100,000 a year can enroll in the state's public 2- and 4-year tuition-free starting in the fall of 2017. The income cap will slowly rise to $125,000 a year for the salaries at the family's income by 2019. They say it's going to cost $163 million that year to do this thing. Many families and advocates have applauded the program, but here's the deal. You have to stay in New York and work there after you graduate.
Oh.
And if you don't, then you have to pay the money back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So there are a couple of things. Now,
okay.
Of course, some people like it, but advocates for low-income families say these conditions still hurt students because they may need to work part-time, and it's just tuition. It doesn't cover books. It doesn't cover transportation.
Of course.
Yeah, you need to do the whole thing.
Mm.
Yeah, poor babies. All right, 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.